15 was my count, and as I have driven the last couple of mornings on my route and realized that people's trash and recycling pickup days are coming, I'm, of course, talking about the number of bags I had out for leaves.
Oh, wow.
From the past weekend.
15.
Yeah. 7:21, your morning team here on WSGW. Denise and Pat and Charlie, I mention it because I'm guessing, I know in my neighborhood anyway, that over the weekend, as nice as the weather was the opportunity everyone was taking to get as many leaves picked up as possible. Because remember, you had some rain last week.
Yeah.
And I think things dried out to the point where, man, and I was, you know, I thought my 15 was impressive. Some people I drove by, holy cow.
More than that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and still, I got a tree that's still got some leaves that are still up there. And just,
That's why I haven't really touched anything.
Haven't done
yet.
It yet, huh?
Well, I mean, I've already done one mulching, but I'll do another one here. Probably this weekend is what I'm aiming for.
Yeah, it was the leaves content that I just couldn't mulch. It was too much. The curb of the leaves had to be raked up.
Now, where I live, I mean, you can just throw all the leaves to the curb, curb site. So.
Oh, they do the pickup like that?
Yeah,
huh?
Yep, okay. That's how we do it.
All right, there's a couple of communities around here that does that. Yep. All right. Oh, so that's not bad.
We're the leaf cleanup at our house, too, so.
Yeah.
We can't put them out to the curb. We have to put them in bags.
Oh, wow. But, oh, that's old school.
Yeah. Well, actually, our front yard doesn't look like our neighbors, and I don't want to say as bad because, I mean, I don't mind the leaves, but our neighbor has a couple of really big maple trees, and he raked up all of the leaves, vacuumed up his front yard, and within a day, it was like he hadn't even touched it. So.
Ooh, does that mean you get residuals from your neighbor?
We get a little when the wind blows out of the west, yeah. But,
okay.
But we have my oak trees still haven't dropped enough leaves yet to have to worry about too much.
Oh, so you got more. You got some to come then. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a situation where you see some leaves, some trees are completely bare,
yep.
And others are still retaining a lot of the leaves. So.
Right.
Ours will finally drop about the day after the last yard waste pickup for the year.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
It was so nice over the weekend that I did something stupid. I did some work to prepare the hockey rink for the upcoming season. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. I had to reattach some netting, some lights, and once again, as I did last year, put a little section of roof netting over the goal so any pucks that were deflected off the goal wouldn't go flying into the neighbor's yard. I thought, man, this is a great time to do so. And so I got that roof netting up, and then I realized all those leaves
are gonna
in the tree above the netting are going to fall right in that roof netting. So now I'm going to have to clean them up there instead of just raking me out of the roof. So I've made more work for myself.
At least they're caught they're trapped in a single area, though.
Well, they would be. I mean, it's just there's no good way to really unhook the net to conveniently put them into a bag. I'm just going to have to dump them down, and that's what I get for working ahead.
Right,
that's right.
That's why I rarely do that.
Yes.
I wait to the very last moment.
Well, kudos to all those who are on the pickup crews, because it's that time of year where I know that it's for a few days, for a few weeks at this time, and you're just throwing bags after bags after bags after bags. So,
oh sure,
we admire you for doing that.